this summer, most likely Utah will be drier.
That's Yoshimitsu Chikamoto predicting a dry summer for us. Chikamoto is an assistant professor at Utah State University and a researcher for the Utah Climate Center, or UCC. Utah agriculture relies on climate scientists like Chikamoto and his colleagues for information on different timescales. For instance, daily or weekly predictions of temperature and rain are considered weather, while seasonal or longer-term forecasting is considered climate. He says it can get confusing.
I totally understand that many people confuse weather and climate change, and particularly for the farmer as well. Weather is definitely individual rain event.
Chikamoto says scientists use climate models to forecast both weather and climate, but in different ways. Global climate forecasting is based on linking atmospheric and oceanic processes and conditions. That results in the longer-term predictions. For weather forecasting, only atmospheric models are used because ocean conditions are more stable over periods from days to weeks. This is why weather is typically reported for about a week at a time. Drought conditions can critically impact Utah, leading to wildfires and reducing water levels. Chikamoto says the Utah Climate Center forecasts and monitors drought conditions. He says this helps to determine the period of a drought.
So in some research in our group, Utah Climate Center, we try to identify why sometimes we have multi-year drought event. Sometimes drought is just long.
Chikamoto says forecasting and understanding droughts requires predicting both future temperature and precipitation. He says temperature is relatively easy to predict, but precipitation is highly variable over every time scale, from days to years to decades. But it is important for Utah to develop adaptive strategies for land and water management during those dry years. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornuccione.